This is Sean with Voices of SAE, and I'm speaking with Jackson Ammons, or Ammons, how do you pronounce it?
Ammons.
Ammons. So you are the previous eminent archon for Indiana Zeta, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And you are a senior today, or this year?
I should be, yeah. I graduated in December, though, so now I'm doing my master's.
Okay. All right, so I also have here Adrian Johnson. She's going to be helping along this road of saving the stories of the actives and the alumni and the sweethearts so everybody can access them. You want to say hi, Adrian, what you think?
Yeah, hi, Jackson. I'm very excited to collect the stories of the SAE brothers, so excited to kick this off with you.
Awesome.
All right, so let's go to the beginning. First off, where were you born and what year?
I was born 1998 in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. And what brought you up to Ball State?
We moved here a few years ago for my dad's job.
And what industry is that?
Media. He works in a radio, kind of like me. That's kind of where I got my radio bug from.
Okay. All right. So when you got to Ball State, were you a freshman or did you come in later?
Nope, I was a freshman.
And was it because of the telecom program, or what kind of motivated you for Ball State?
Yeah, exactly. Ball State was like the only school I applied to just because of the telecom program, and the Letterman went here, so it was definitely my top choice.
Nice. All right, so what was your first connection? Who was it? How did you get connected with SAE?
First connection was actually my roommate, who was a Phi Sig. He was a sophomore, and he brought me. He kind of showed me Fraternity Row and brought me over to the Phi Sig house, which is across the street from SAE. And I went there, and they were great guys and everything. It just wasn't really for me. And I looked across, and our recruitment chair was at our front door, and his name was Jack Guernsey. And he kind of waved me over, and I kind of ran over there for as we were leaving, and he kind of gave me his card, had me sign up, and just to, like, get texts and stuff. And kind of he explained to me the True Gentleman Creed, which is, like, one of the main selling points for SAE. And just being from Georgia, being, like, you know, all the Southern hospitality and being raised that way, that one, the True Gentleman kind of spoke to me. So I was like, all right, this might be not too bad of a place. And came back the next day, and it was pretty cool.
I was there 93 to 97, Beta Lambda. And I 1,000,000,000% agree with you. The fact of not just having to memorize that thing, but to live by it, it helps lock in the moral compass and
exactly.
Make you treat women and brothers and the world with respect. And it just, it's, you know, I couldn't recite it this second, but if I was in a group of guys rattling it off, I could get it done. Right. So, how would you describe the guys in the house compared to, you know, around campus? What's, give me some characteristics, personality, and drive, and different areas that, you know, they might excel in or be involved with.
Well, one of my favorite things that I've just always admired is just the, like, our brothers being able to just meet new people and just be friendly and be inviting and always, and it's not really like, no one's really judging, which is my favorite thing, is like I can walk into the house and see somebody and be like, hey, what's up? And then also have like my brothers do the exact same thing, and we're like literally making new friends every night. And that's just one of my favorite things that I love. And let's see what else. I gotta say also just, and it's kind of cliche, but it's one of my all-time favorite things ever is just make this just the safety value, because I always see people walking girls home and then they'll come back. It's not like they're walking there like to get something. It's like they're literally making sure that they're walking home to get them home safe, and they'll come back and we'll be like, hey, are you home safe? They're like, yeah, I don't do that. So after long nights on Friday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, it's I see that all the time, and that's something I really admire.
Okay, so there's numerous categories of which you could tell some fun tales about. But what would you think are some of the things that as we fundraise could go to help fix up the house or to help organizations in the community? Let's talk about that first. What would be some initial things that it could go to help?
Are you talking like if we had money?
Yeah, from the donations, basically from the percentage of what we're going to do from the interviews, where would be some areas that could use some improvement, and for the house or with the community?
Community in general, we get a lot with Hockey for Hearing, which is philanthropy we paired with Delta Zeta that we all that yearly we throw a lot of money to, and it's just a really fun event that we can do there. The community in general needs cleaning up for sure. Just walking down Riverside and walking down just all over Muncie, there's trash everywhere that we always there's a we have a highway that SAE adopted that we used to before COVID, used to able we'd be able to get everybody out there and clean it up usually once or twice a semester. And let's see, and then with the house itself, I mean the house itself could definitely use some cleaning up. We always try to repaint it every year, make it give it a new look. So like our TV room is looks brand new, probably the best I've seen it in my 4 years of being here. We finally got a pool table, which is super cool, and that was like the excitement of the house. That was like Christmas in September, was getting a pool table. That was really cool. And besides that, I mean, just in general, the house is slowly but surely falling apart. But
And
each year we kind of,
you know, something I just thought of as we're talking through this, that something that might be neat. A lot of times when organizations have donors, they'll list their names on a wall or on a plaque or on something. So what if there was something that was actually constructed that part of the money goes to, you know, showcasing the people that have told their stories so their names can be notified and you can look them up and then listen to them as well. Besides capital improvements on the house, I think that might be a neat thing, just to kind of showcase the people that have done it. Now, to switch gears a little bit, what's maybe, let's say, Patty Murphy, let's say, you know, any of the major events that you've had or tailgating, what's some of your favorite moments with the guys?
my favorite moments with the guys, Patty Murphy's definitely up there. That's always fun because we always will pile into a car together and drive down to Gatlinburg, and it's a nice 8 hour drive, but it's always, at least my car, we always make sure there's throwbacks playing so everybody knows the lyrics, and it's just 8 hours of singing and laughing and stuff. So those are always really fun. But honestly, my all time, one of my favorite moments with everybody is the Super Bowl, because when the Super Bowl comes around, we'll get everybody packed into the TV room and get a shit ton of couches and a shit ton of chairs and a shit ton of food. And guys will bring their girlfriends or their friends or, of course, our sweetheart. And it's just a giant day of usually the weather's getting at least a little nicer so we can kind of hang outside and play some like drinking games, like some beer die or pong in the backyard and stuff like that. And when the Super Bowl comes on, it just gets, it's just a, and there's sports betting now, so we'll all like bet on the coin toss, for example, and the coin toss goes right, and the whole room will like erupt, and it's just a really fun time.
That's awesome. All right, so who are some of the guys that you'd like to just kind of show some appreciation for that have maybe some older mentors, maybe that were there for you from the beginning, that have already graduated? Who are some of those guys that kind of helped you along the path, your age or older, that you know you'll always look up to as good brothers?
I gotta say that we had some seniors that just graduated last year that I love. One's name's Jarrett Birch. Another is my big. He's Garrett Byers, and then there's Brad Byswinger, and those three have always been super close to me and always kind of helped me along. My vice president when I was president is a guy named Max Kupfer, and he was a great guy. He literally just left like 2 weeks ago too, so that was kind of a sad goodbye. He got a big boy job in Wisconsin, so he's doing big things now. But always gonna miss him. And then my roommates right now that I'm living with, Adam Lackey and Ethan Flynn and Brett Alford, those guys are always gonna be super close and have always kind of made this college experience, especially in SAE, a lot better.
Okay. So is there anything that you'd like to still see accomplished with the house or any kind of goals you see that should happen?
I mean, the possibilities are endless with that. We've always kind of, during the summer, each summer, there's definitely a, like, house improvement day that we make. We'll grab some pizza and beer and head down to the house and clean up the outside, clean up the inside, repaint, remodel, just stuff like that. We're trying to work with a while there to get with F&H, who owns a lot of houses around the nation, including IU's house and their big mansion that they have. And so we're trying to do that. They have, IU has like a super cool like courtyard in the back, which would be, which a lot of guys here I know would love. And just stuff like that. Just small things, big projects. A basketball court would be awesome. We kind of have like a hoop in the driveway and that's about it. But the volleyball court, it's always me and new sand. So we take care of that yearly and kind of clean it up. But besides that, really, the possibilities are endless. I think anything that went toward the betterment of the house, guys would be over the moon about. Because whenever something small happens, like us repainting, it's always like a huge deal, and everyone's really happy to be involved and help paint it and just make it look a little nicer.
Okay. All right. Well, Jackson, I appreciate you sharing today. Obviously, you could go on and on and on for hours with crazy details and things, but this is a nice overview, and you can always add to it if there's other stories you want to collaborate with other brothers. But I'm going to close this one out, but just stay on the line.